رضي الله عنها. She says, أن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر به مع السفرة الكرام البررة, والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعته فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is proficient in the recitation of the noble Quran is associated with the honorable and the obedient scribes, that is the angels. And he who recites the noble Quran and finds it difficult to recite, doing his best to recite it in the best way possible, will have a double reward. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. And what is meant by proficient? It means to read the Quran in accordance with the rules of Tajweed. So we are never too old to learn in whatever field, whether it is in our Islamic knowledge or in our academics. We're always learning on a daily basis. We can learn sometimes, we as maybe elders, we can learn from a young child. So we must not ever take those small or younger people that, you know what, we cannot learn from them. Somewhere along the line we can learn. And you know what, today's technological advancements, many elderly people, the dadas and the nanas and all the elderly people, they also have WhatsApp and all the different social media platforms. But sometimes they find it difficult to do something and they go to their small grandchild or granddaughter and they will assist them with that. So like that, we need to go to the ulama, go to the Qurra and perfect our recitation of the Quran Kareem. And in this way, when we do this, we will get, finding it difficult, we will get that double reward by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our next reciter is our homeboy, mashallah. And we are fortunate that we also are the teachers of Hafiz Ammar Dosh. Just a short intro regarding him. We know him very well here in Middleburg, but for the benefit of all those who don't know him, Hafiz Ammar completed his hifz by his father, Qari Altaf Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu. And he's currently in the third year studying accounting at UJ. And I can remember very vividly when he was in school at our Muslim school here. And I remember, you know, when we had the period of surahs, and we used to call him. Now we know now he was already Hafiz of Quran in grade 8, grade 9 already. So he used to come. I used to listen to him. And even at that young age already, he was reading the Quran very beautifully. And also, for the benefit of all those who don't know our Qari Sahib, he makes so much of effort, not only on his son, but all the students that have learned under him and are still studying under him to perfect the Quran, to recite the Quran beautifully and with tajweed. And we also know, when we listen to the students and the students that come out from Qari Sahib's his class, we find they got a special tune in the recitation. Then we know definitely this is a product of Qari Altaf Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect Qari Sahib, increase him and make him, grant him a long and healthy life so that he can produce many huffaz, insha'Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. MashaAllah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increase Hafizab. And we know the saying, they say, like father, like son, MashaAllah. We know Qari Sahib's beautiful recitation, and now his son following in the footsteps of his father. There's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْعَمَالِ لَلَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That is, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most beautiful actions that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves are those actions that are done constantly, even though a little. So we must make it a habit and make it part of our routine that we recite the Quran on a daily basis. If we read the Quran, we show the love that we have for the Quran, the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It must not be that waiting for Ramadan to recite the Quran. Remember, the Quran is not for the shelf. The Quran is for ourselves. And definitely, we will find our answers that we are looking for in the Quran al-Kareem, inshaAllah. Our next reciter, Hafiz Muhammad Wadi, he has completed Hifz at Ashraful Madaris, and one of his teachers is our Qari Altaf Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, as well as he is the admin and active member of Quran Lovers.